Ethan Hughes has been kind enough to join us from the Fremantle Footy Club. Hey, Ethan, welcome to SENWA, mate, and congratulations on your form. You've had a really, really good year. You must be feeling pretty comfortable.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been good. It's especially over the past couple of weeks where we started to turn around as a team. It sort of helps playing a bit better when the side's going well. So, no, really enjoying my year and looking to continue to build for the rest of the season.
Without sort of giving too much away, in a secret to Fremantle, what is your role? What is your MO? What does the coaching staff say to you? This is what your number one task is inside our team.
It's been a bit of everything at the moment. First part of it was just playing on the wing. It was provide a bit of run, a bit of outside support there. And then, past couple of weeks, being down back, trying to provide some run off the half back, defend strongly, support my teammates. So it's a bit of everything, but I think that's great that I can add that to my kit bag of being a bit more of a utility and fit in anywhere where the coach really needs me.
You're doing it well. There's no doubt about that, mate, playing some really, really good footy. Can you tell us, there's obviously a few weeks ago there was a change of game style, I guess, against Brisbane, a lot more hands, link up from behind, that sort of, and run through the middle of the ground. Didn't pay off in Brisbane. It was wet and slippery, but it has benefited you going forward. But on the weekend too, it seemed like a change in directive in going forward, and it was smart play. There was short kicks to smaller forwards. Instead of just blazing it long to the big fellas and hoping they take a big pack mark, you were finding shorter targets around that 40-metre mark with not a 50-50 contest, a direct kick to a player on his own. Is that a change of mindset?
A little bit. It was, for the weekend, we knew versus Geelong that they've got a couple of tall backs that like to roll off and take a few intercept marks, which it was probably just more playing to their game style of we knew what they wanted to do. And to change that up, we, hit smaller forwards who are coming up in the lead, which sort of takes the risk out of the ball going up into the air and they can mark it. And it gives our forwards a bit more of an opportunity to lead up the ball and, take a mark inside 50, which is clearly a better shot for goal when you've got a composed possession.
You have to do it again this week. Obviously, with Melbourne, May, Lever, those guys, they love getting back and they love being third man up. So, again, and luckily for you, you've got some small forwards there, obviously in Sonny and Schultz and Switkowski as well. And Bailey Banfield had one of his best games, I think, for the club for a long, long time. So you've got some great options there, which you'll have to use again this weekend.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's just reset the mind. It's go back to it. Clearly, our mids are playing some really good football at the moment where they're winning at the source. And then they're able to drive forward from the game there, which, really gives our forwards a good look at goals.
Hey, back in 2019, you played 21 games, so you got a good run at it, and you've had a couple of seasons of double figures. You've played all 10 games this year, so you're one of about a dozen players who have done that. It does help. Do you feel the fact is that after the last 2 years where you sort of stuttered in and out of the team with 8 and 6 games, that just getting the continuity of games, stringing them together, knowing your role, feeling comfortable in the team, or do you play on the edge now knowing full well that there's a lot of depth there for blokes pushing up and that's part what's driving you and getting the regular game? And as I said, you've played all 10 so far.
Yeah, it's been quite an interesting one over the past couple of years where I've been in and out a little bit, a bit of injury, which it's always frustrating, but I think it's all developed off solid foundations through the pre-season. I got some good feedback at the end of last year, which probably provided me a bit more clarity of the role that I needed to play, which allowed me to set my mind through the pre-season and really look forward into this year, which I think so far over the first 10 games, which has been good to get some consistency within the games and keep looking to build that off the second half of the year.
You mentioned your midfield just before. Andy Brayshaw, certainly, whatever they did to his knee, it works because he has gone to his last year's levels, no doubt about that. Caleb Sarong's had a good one. But the player that I've sort of been paying a bit of attention to over the last few weeks is Jago Mira. And I reckon what he's bringing now, he rarely, rarely wastes a possession. And I think he's bringing that David Mundy-style solid body that is smooth, clean, with the ball in hand that you'd probably were missing early.
Yeah, I think he really complements those two guys you mentioned earlier. He's able to bring a strong head, a clear mind. We know what he's brought at other teams previous years where he's super competitive, he's highly skilled. So I think we're sort of starting to find out how those three mids are really working together well. And yeah, they're just complementing each other, and his ball use has been fantastic going inside 450, which is probably one of the hardest kicks in the game to find a free forward, and he seems to be doing it on a more regular basis.
Well, Yallup and Naam go at it at the MCG. It is a 2:10 start Eastern, 12:10 here in WA.